I am recording. It is recording. It says recording, and the number's getting bigger. Okay, cool.
That sounds like a good day. That sounds like a good plan. Everybody likes bigger numbers.
Should we knock out the
observations?
Yeah. Do we have a theme for that or no? I'll be watching. Ladies and gentlemen, I had the opportunity to live tweet SmackDown live, as it were, and we're going to use that as a chance to, yeah, well, did SmackDown live now? Don't look at me.
Live?
Yeah, well, I had the chance live to live tweet SmackDown live.
Oh, it's a lively sentence.
Yeah. Only we had live playing in the background.
Oh, there you go. Maybe next week, lightning crashes.
Anyway, this is
the I alone watched live
tweeted SmackDown live. Woo!
Hey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the SmackDown live edition of PC Tunney's observations. Guess who's watching live?
What?
Hey.
What?
If I can be serious for a minute.
What?
Great shout out to Lance Storm from Xavier Woods there.
What?
Hashtag fresh afternoon.
What?
Throwing waffles. What the fuck was that?
What?
Pop.
What?
Great open to the show.
What?
OMG, will my thought of Kofi having to choose between the New Day and a title shot happen tonight?
What?
Title match?
What?
Get it, Charlotte.
What?
Skipping ahead about seven thoughts.
What?
Unify!
What?
Mandy interfere here, causing a no contest and creating major heat for herself?
What?
No.
What?
Yup, why not?
What?
Charlotte Flair, new SmackDown Live Women's Champ.
What?
Like I've said before.
What?
The.
What?
Most.
What?
Valuable.
What?
Player in the game.
What?
What is the big problem in the IWC with this title change?
What?
Out of nowhere!
What?
Loved it.
What?
Oh boy, it's the intro thing again.
What?
Hashtag Shane O'Mac.
What?
Here we go.
What?
Ganderson.
What?
Somewhere the real C Plat is still singing Shinsuke's music.
What?
Still not a fan of the Nakamura bodysuit.
What?
We are the bar.
What?
Here comes greatness.
What?
It's not paranoia.
What?
It's the Usos.
What?
Oh boy, we get a forfeit.
What?
Quality booking, in my opinion.
What?
We got about 5 minutes left.
What?
My money is on Daniel Bryan.
What?
A count out?
What?
Was my only problem with the show tonight.
What?
Solid show, ...
What?
B plus.
What?
And those...
What?
Are PC Tunney's...
What?
SmackDown observation. I've been watching.
Before we start, Milwaukee!
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
The drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fiends, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary!
Let's get it out!
Rollins!
Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes! Delete! Yes!
and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of the Americas. Pardon us for last week. I was having some very much needed fixing technical difficulties, which we hashed out right here before this very podcast. And all the thanks in the world goes to the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never, the chair shot architect himself. I like to call him DPP.
Oh, they don't call me the architect for nothing, right? I guess that's, I do what I do, you know what I mean, PC?
Shout out to Skype for allowing me to share my screen.
Hey. What would we do without technology?
We basically just reset what we have implemented here and started from zero and hooked everything back up again. And actually, I think we rewired it an even better way. I'll know for sure tomorrow morning.
I think so.
But everything's looking good right now, DP.
Well, if hopefully it works out well, because otherwise two shows are going down the toilet tonight.
Yeah. Where's that? There it is. That's the one I wanted. That's the stuff. So, DP, we are getting into it. We are getting closer to WrestleMania. We're getting closer to episode 200 of the DWI podcast, which is right around the corner. That is going to be following our to come here on the next few weeks of DWI. Next week, we're going to have our WrestleMania preview show. The following week, we're going to have our WrestleMania wrap-up show. And then that week following the week after WrestleMania, that's when we're going to have episode 200. And so that's going to give us the ability to give all of our attention to WrestleMania here and give us some time to come up with something real cool for you guys. So that is still up and coming. I guess, DP, we're just, you know, we just make them hold off a little bit longer. They're going to want it even more, right?
Got to stretch.
Got to build that. Got to build that heat up, right?
That's right.
Make it pay off. Right.
All right. I mean, you can't just, you know, give everybody what they want initially. You know, you got to make the guy work for it. You know, have a couple gauntlet matches or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, geez. Speaking of that, let's tell everybody what we're going to be talking about right here this week on the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
It's the big show sheet.
Indeed it is. DP, we're basically just going to run down Raw and SmackDown. I don't know what our last call is. It's blank here on the big show sheet. I guess I'll have to think of something between now and then. We'll see what happens. I think I can handle it. I think I'm not worried about it. And hopefully after they listen
about to last, that, dude.
But, well, I just don't want people to, after they listen to last call, be like, hey, right? That wouldn't be cool. So, all right, DPP, do me that Flavor Flav and ring the bell. Solid bell. Well, let's start the show off the same way they started off Raw with a beat the clock challenge. Let me just get the official results out there, DP, before you go ahead and give us your opinion here on said beat the clock challenge. I can see by your face already you must have enjoyed it. Ronda Rousey would defeat Sarah Logan in a minute 25. Charlotte would not be able to accomplish that feat in said time against Ruby Riott, which was really nice the way they kind of booked it to keep Ruby Riott's head a little bit above water and not suffer another loss here. And then Becky, with 7 seconds to go, would tap out Liv Morgan. Boy, if Liv doesn't look spectacular, then I can't see at all. But I can. So Becky wins the Beat the Clock Challenge. DP, your thoughts on the opening of Raw this week?
Hated it.
Yeah.
Play that one right back at you.
I seen that coming, I'm pretty sure. Be happening there. Isn't that great?
I mean, why do you have a beat the clock challenge that has nothing at stake? It makes no fucking sense. I don't understand.
Right. That's kind of how I felt when they came out. I'm like, okay, are they going to make this for something? Make this for something. And then all they kept talking about was momentum. Oh, who's going to get the momentum? I'm like, oh, no one really has an Uncle Mo. Okay.
Mr. Mentum.
Yep. Sounds like something Bart would be calling Mo. Well, there you go. I guess Bart has an Uncle Mo. It's your Uncle Mo.
stopped us.
Oh, we walked right through that one quick.
I don't think I have any Mo sound bites.
So. The stinger.
Yeah. Booze, booze, and more booze. We called that the stinger. Yeah. They don't let you use that no more.
Nope, just ask Aesop.
Oh, wait.
Good God.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it was just a waste of time. I mean, it was to give Becky a good cheer from the crowd, basically, to win the Beat the Clock Challenge. That was about it. I mean, it does nothing for the main event. I'd rather have them in the ring talking shit or, you know, have them, you know, have some kind of little brawl where people have to, you know, hold them apart or something. I'd rather see that than them just basically destroy the Riot Squad and make them look like garbage. And you're right, I'm glad that, you know, they set it up the way they did, at least so that Ruby wouldn't take a minute loss and, you know, and everything. So she still looks a little bit stronger. But otherwise, yeah, there was no point. There was no point.
Well, then there's really no point to talk about it either, is there? Let's talk about the fact, though, that this will be the first ever women's main event. It's officially been announced. I think we've all been expecting that. I guess my question is, I brought this up on Twitter. What if Roman Reigns had been healthy enough at the time to come back for the Royal Rumble? And he was going to be taking on Brock Lesnar here. Would they have? Because, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, the way Vince is. But then at the same time, a lot of people say Roman would have probably went to Vince and said, you know, the women should go on last. I mean, what are your thoughts on that hypothetical that will never, ever happen because we don't have a time machine? But, you know, what would your thoughts be if that were to take place?
It's interesting because I think that's probably exactly how it would go, wouldn't it? I mean, I think it's definitely well deserved, and this match is definitely has the most hype and the most momentum going into WrestleMania. But you're right, if it was Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, I could definitely see Vince wanting to put that on last for sure. And you know, I think the community and the superstars, maybe not just Roman Reigns, but everybody else would probably have pushed to have this match on last anyway. And I don't think it would have changed. I think we would have had this match on last no matter what, because it's definitely the one that's most deserving, and this is the time and place for it to happen. And it's, yeah. I think either way, we would have had this match as the main event.
All right. I just want to get your thoughts. I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel like the women have earned it. Right, I'm not going to say deserve because Vince already said no one deserves anything, and he's making the decisions. So I'll say they earned it, and I like that they're going off last. So Finn Balor, DP, he's going to win a handicap match against Bobby Lashley and Jinder Chandi Mahal, and that's going to earn him an IC title shot at WrestleMania. He's going to be going after that title that he just held. I don't understand why he didn't just hold it. And they could have come up with something better.
Would you have rather seen Finn Balor versus Ricochet for the title? Or, you know, what would you have rather seen? I mean, that's the hard part. We've gone through everything Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor could do in a straight up match. They've had the handicap match. They were going to have it again here until they replaced, you know, put Jinder in instead. And again, it was the same exact result where Finn Balor pins the not Bobby Lashley character in the match and wins. That's how he won the title in the first place. I don't know. I kind of expected this match to be the get everybody into the match, you know, like, because we're having a singles match for the U.S. title. I thought this one was going to be the multi-man match for the mid-card title. I don't want to see Finn Balor and Bobby Lashley again. I don't think they worked well together. I don't know. I didn't enjoy the story that they're doing with these two guys. And I agree. Why not just have Finn Balor carry the title then all the way into WrestleMania?
No ladder match this year, right?
No ladder match. No, there's, well, yeah. That's it. Otherwise, there's a falls count anywhere. There's no holds barred. But no ladder match.
Okay. Let's talk about Braun Strowman. appearing as a guest on Moment of Bliss, which I thought was excellent. I thought it was one of the better moments of bliss. Not that Alexa isn't always wonderful, but how do you feel about this whole Colin Jost and Michael Che thing? I have been enjoying it as like a little bit of side story, especially since they're not doing anything with Braun. I thought that the other two guys did a good job. I think it's the only reason I'm looking forward to the Andre the Royal Giant Memorial Battle Rumble.
Other than that, what else have you heard about the Andre the Memorial Giant Battle Rumble? Did I get it right? I didn't get it right,
no,
did
you,
I?
No,
damn it. Andre Rumble of the Memorial Giants?
Yep.
Andre the Royal Memorial. No, Andre the. Nope, I don't know. I don't got it.
Andre the Royal Giant Memorial Battle Rumble. Yeah. Thank you.
Other than that, what else is going on? Who else is in that? Because they have
everybody that's nobody. Not in a match, basically.
It should be nobody else but them three. That would be more entertaining to watch then.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's unfortunate that they have really nothing else to go with Braun Strowman other than just being the gimmick comedy act right now. But and so he's, I don't know. I guess it did what I guess it's supposed to do, right? It made you interested in the Andre the Memorial Giant Batman. God damn it. It made you interested.
Let's move on before you hurt yourself trying to say that. Yeah, exactly. Oh man, that's ridiculous. Yeah. What do I got here? Kurt Angle beat Samoa Joe on Raw, right?
Kurt Angle beat Samoa Joe on a surprise roll up victory there.
Yeah. Doesn't Joe have the US title?
Joe does have the US title.
What are you doing on Raw?
Cause Kurt Angle wanted to wrestle him. He probably had a list of guys he wanted to wrestle before his final match, and it came down to the end, and it was Samoa Joe and AJ Styles, and they only had one other show to do.
All right, fine. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Let's talk about Triple H's promo. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, you know, it may or may not have been what you really, 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 really wanted, Zig Zig Ah, but that was fucking made me pop.
It's funny, the Dillinator and I were sitting there watching it, and she started doing it right before he did. Like, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. And I'm like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he delivered another great promo. And like I said the other week, you know, you can love him or you can hate him, but he's one of the few people in the business that can get on a microphone and make you pay attention for 10 minutes, right? That's not something easy. I'd have to take my shoes and socks off to start to count all the people that can't even talk for 5 fucking minutes on the microphone, let alone, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes, right? So that's my thought there. I'm really looking forward to that match. I hope these two guys put on a really good match. I hope we don't get, I don't think we will, like, a 7, 8 minute match. I hope we get at least 15 to 20 minutes from those two guys. I mean, it's going to be like 12-hour WrestleMania, so they should have enough time.
I would think so. I think we'll at least get a solid 15 out of them. And I'm kind of hoping also that we don't get a lot of interference in that match. I know it's, you know, kind of a no disqualification match or no holds barred match, I guess. But, you know, with Evolution, with Randy Orton is already in a match. And, you know, and then I don't know about Ric Flair, if he's going to come out or not. But
you can't see him doing anything physical.
Yeah, I said I could do without anybody coming out and interfering and just them having a good send-off match. If it's Triple H's, you know, I don't think it's going to be Triple H's last match. I assume he's probably going to end up winning this one. And this will be Batista's last match, but I'm hoping they just have a good, clean match between the two of them.
Last thing about Raw, last thing from Raw, Drew McIntyre defeats Dean Ambrose. I believe it was the last man standing match. McIntyre is going to be facing Roman Reigns WrestleMania. Before we talk about that, do we see Dean again on when's Dean's contract up? Right after WrestleMania?
It's got to be right after WrestleMania because they were talking about him having a match at WrestleMania possibly. So
okay, because that last night could have been a good way to write him out too. I don't know if they plan on using him there or not. Right?
I wouldn't think so.
Maybe they do, and they don't want to leave a bad taste in his mouth. Maybe he'll come back in, you know, 3 to 5 years or something like that. They're always going to be able to make money with him, right? So, or maybe he's not leaving at all.
Still a possibility. I mean, you don't know, and it's and why wouldn't, you know, and at that point, why wouldn't he, you know, in 3 to 5 years come back just like McIntyre did or, you know, those other guys did, because they just go out there, get some experience, get, you know, get something else under their belt and then come back and refreshed. And
how about your first ever All Elite Wrestling heavyweight champion, Dean Ambrose, defeating like Kenny Omega or something? Or does Omega already have a match at all, Double or Nothing?
Not that I know of.
Right? I mean, shit. Anyway.
Down for that.
Anyway. We're going to move on over to SmackDown side, folks. But before that, let's kick it over to Lord Alfred.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back to the DWI Podcast. I'm PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney on the Twitter. You can get all of them observations live as they roll right off my fingertips into the Twitterverse. You can also find this show at Podcast DWI. And hopefully sooner than later, there will be more things coming out of the at greatest team never Twitter handle. Maybe we'll try and pull that up right quick after we're done here. DP, where can they find you all over the social medias that relates to this show?
All over the worldwide interwebs. And it's me, DPP. And don't forget to go to Facebook, because we're also on Facebook. Also at DWI Podcast. And that's where all our shows are. And as well as Instagram, like I said, all over the social media interwebs. For your Bruce City Wrestling events, at it's me, DPP.
Speaking of Bruce City Wrestling, have you heard the news?
What's the news?
About the heavyweight championship of Bruce City Wrestling?
What is this news?
We have a brand new Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion.
Say what?
Dysfunction once again. Bruce City Wrestling heavyweight champion. Max Holiday, not gonna get a rematch either. Apparently he feels like maybe Bruce City Wrestling has adopted WWE title rules and there are no rematches.
What is this all about?
Yeah, at least for the next event there isn't, so.
What a son of a... Does that make Dysfunction three-time BCW champ, I think?
I think that could be correct. That could be correct. Let me just get the what-have-yous here.
You want the official ruling? Official ruling? You're going to...
What I want... Oh, I'm an idiot. I should have just... And whoop, there it is. No, speaking of the next event for Bruce City Wrestling is going to be Bad Blood, April 13th at the Waukesha Elks Lodge 400. So go to BruceCityWrestling1.com. That's Bruce City Wrestling, the number one. BruceCityWrestling1.com to get your tickets ahead of time. Anytime you go on their site and get the tickets ahead of time, you're going to save a couple bucks. Just a little bit more money to get yourself a pretzel or some popcorn or a cheeseburger or a beer, right? We got Dysfunction defending that championship against Roadhouse James Vincent. How about that?
Roadhouse.
We also got Beer City Bruiser taking on Bruiser Nick Colucci. And Chucky Bates is going to probably be defending that Heritage Championship against Doc Simmons. That could be a really good match, Chucky Bates and Doc Simmons, DP.
That'd be a good one. That'd be a really good match.
And then we got Tyler Sullivan and Sean Priest taking on the Maidens of Iron again, Melanie Cruz and Stacey Shadows. Those are the four matches that have been booked so far. Obviously, there's going to be more of the Bruce City Wrestling stars in action, so just wanted to mention that, DP. I think if that's a Saturday, we'll be going to that one.
That's April 13th, you say?
Yeah.
April 13th, that's a,
That's a Saturday, baby. So we'll be at that
one. Saturday.
Fridays are a little rough for us.
I think we got an update on this thing here. I'm looking at from our good friend at BCW1 there. I got a media update because of the actions of Tyler Sullivan on Melanie Cruz. April 13th, it will actually be a ladder match with a railroad spike hanging over the ring.
There you go.
Whoever gets it can use it on their opponent. Holy shit. Yeesh.
Don't want to miss that, folks. So go to Bruce City Wrestling 1, the Bruce City Wrestling, the number 1.com for your tickets. Oh, do you have something else there? No? He's looking at me like hands up in the air. You already interrupted me. I'm not going backwards, douchebag.
Son of a bitch.
Even the cat's mad.
Cat just wants to be part of the show.
Speaking of shows, let's move it on over to SmackDown. Daniel, hashtag fresh afternoon. Hashtag throwing waffles in the crowd. I was popping so hard for that. That was so sweet. You know, just let him fire him, Vince. Let him walk out. You'll just create another gimmicky team. Call him Fresh Afternoon. They can throw waffles in the crowd.
Just bring three random guys up from NXT.
That was hilarious. I thought that was really funny. So I just wanted to mention that. How did you like the interaction, though, to start it before Daniel Bryan interrupted and Vince told him to shut up between the New Day and calling out Vince McMahon?
It's good. I like that they're, you know,
Keep going as Christopher Walken.
It's good, you know. They bring reality to WWE. It's, you know, it's fresh, like waffles thrown into the crowd. But I like it. It was definitely something different. It's, you know, I don't, as much as maybe I don't like how they're doing the story of it, just the gauntlet matches and things like that. I like how they're, you know, calling out Vince and saying how much he deserves this, you know, shot, and, you know, fighting for him along with everybody else fighting for him, especially with when the Usos did their bit and part of the gauntlet match by showing respect to them. And that whole bit, I like how they did all that. Just not how they're going about it. Cause we could have done this last week and had Kofi win his chance in by himself, and had two weeks here where we could have built up, you know, some of this, the confrontation between Kofi and Daniel Bryan, where instead we're getting the New Day and Vince McMahon more, I think, is more of the story at this point. So I don't know. I that part of the build up kind of gets me, but I like the interaction that they're doing between the New Day and Vince McMahon, how they're making this real, making it, you know, personal, and how he, you know, really deserves this shot, and everybody else thinks he doesn't deserve it, and that whole side of things.
DP, perfect time for another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Of course it is. Of course it is. DPP, yes or no? At SummerSlam, would you want to see the New Day versus Triple H versus Shane McMahon versus Vince McMahon? So Vince McMahon, Shane McMahon, Triple H versus the New Day. DP.
Would I want to see that? No.
That's bullshit, and that's another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Together we stand, DP. Divided we fall, okay? Get on board. I want to see that fucking match. New Day versus Hunter, Shane, and Vince. Huh? Come on.
I'm going to tell you there is...
There's no chance in hell.
Baby! Whatever. Bite me. So you're saying you want to see Kofi versus Vince?
No!
All right, fuck it. Let's move on. Kurt Angle, you mentioned it. AJ Styles, he would lose by a DQ because we get an RKO out of nowhere. I loved it. I thought it was great. I didn't need to see Kurt Angle in any lengthy matches anymore. It was nice to see him and AJ in the ring. It was nice to see him and Joe in the ring. What are your overall thoughts, though, on this whole retirement thing he's doing? The way they booked it moving forward, I should say. Let me ask a better question.
Yeah, I like how they did this, and I like that he's given us some matches, you know, a chance to see him in the ring and in different towns there. And, you know, I'm assuming he handpicked each one of these opponents, you know, on his road here. And, you know, and it's a perfect way to go out. You know, you get to go out at WrestleMania, have one last match, and you're I assume he's going to put over, you know, Baron Corbin and help him get a little bit of a credibility there with having a match, you know, defeating Kurt Angle at WrestleMania.
All right, DP,
and have a good story to talk about.
Hold on, it's WrestleMania season. We got to do it. It's a double edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
DP, do you think that in the long... It, like, eventually, when it comes down to it, when we get to WrestleMania and Kurt Angle goes out there, do you think that he'll be facing John Cena?
I want to say yes, but I'm guessing no. I'm going to say no. He's not going to be facing John Cena.
Once again, that's bullshit. That's been another addition.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
DP pissing on people's heads and telling them it's raining. You know what? Fuck you, DP.
Ooh, the sprinkles.
That's funny you bring that up. That's good. I'm glad you're right of me. I don't know who, I can't remember who it was on Twitter, but you find the tweet, go follow whoever I replied to. They're a good group. I'd have to look it up here. I'm really sorry for forgetting here, but the question was, what's better, Jimmy's or Sprinkles? And I replied with a gif of R-Truth setting down the invisible little Jimmy on a chair next to the announce table on Raw, little Jimmy's.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I loved it too. All right, DP, Tag Team Gauntlet, let's get serious. Another shout out to Lance Storm, which was another. And then there's been some really good spots here that have made me laugh on the road to WrestleMania from a number of people. If I can be serious here for a minute. Tag Team Gauntlet, what were your thoughts? It was Ganderson, it was Shinsuke and Rusev, it was The Bar, it was the Usos, and then Daniel Bryan and Rowan. I mean, talk to me about the action between Ganderson, Shinsuke, Rusev, The Bar, the forfeit from the Usos, and then the ending.
Working backwards, loved the ending was odd that it was just by a count out or any, you know, nothing. But I mean, tipping the table over onto the guy, you know, I guess. But I would have rather seen like a really good pinfall or something, you know.
Even if it was on Rowan.
Yeah, I would think it would have to be on Rowan. I would think, but yeah.
I guess this was a good way to just keep everybody clean on both sides.
Yeah, because I mean, Rowan obviously can take that and not be a big deal. The Usos forfeiting was perfect. It was fantastic. I love the way they did that. What was the one after that? Was that Nakamura? No, The Bar. The Bar always fucking fantastic. And they, you know, those teams work together so well. That was probably the better part of the whole thing right there as far as, you know, match-wise, you know, straight up for wrestling. Nakamura and Rusev, yeah, okay. I don't know. They seem like they're just kind of filler. You know, yeah, it was kind of unfortunate for both of them two guys. And then Ganderson, wow, Jesus. I mean, have they asked for their release yet? Are they part of AEW yet? Because, I mean, God, that's too bad because they're a lot of fun and a good tag team, and they just aren't doing anything with them. I'm kind of hoping, you know, if they break up some of these tag teams like Nakamura and Rusev and The Bar, that maybe they can get a little more action and get put into some storylines here, because they are a lot of fun, and it's just too bad.
I couldn't agree with all of that more. I just didn't like the count out, like you said. I would have rather had like a, I guess there wasn't really disqualification, was there?
I guess there could have been. They didn't say anything about no DQ.
All in all, it's been some really good shows moving forward, though. I mean, I thought last week was really good. I thought this week was really good. I think next week, you might take a step back next week just because there's really no more stories to tell. I mean, it's going to be electric. It's going to be crazy. Hopefully, we can have some good moments, maybe something we didn't expect. And hopefully, they still save their best lines before for the go-home shows, right? Because we've had a lot of good promos and things of that nature. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right there, DP. Let's cover one last subject we kind of left for last in a thing, appropriately, on a segment called Last Call.
Oh. Oh, I get it. A last call.
Alcohol. What do you mean it's last call? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. Before that, though, to make that make sure I'm not a liar, that's the last thing we talk about is, yeah, before the show, I pulled up my bottle of water here for DP, and he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah. I got like 3 more hours of this shit after we're done with CP and balls, so make sure you go ahead.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's water. Make sure you go and over to the Chair Shot, check out our show, check out Odd as War. There's a whole bunch of great podcasts. There's a whole bunch of great writers on there. Make sure you check all them out. So, DP, Charlotte winning the SmackDown title. Your thoughts?
Woo!
I wish they would have done this earlier, because if they're doing what I think both you and I are hoping they're doing, and that's what you may have mentioned on your little observations, is unify.
Now they're little observations, huh?
Just like little Jimmy's.
Don't ever call a man's observation little. I had to continue to be upset.
But let's put these titles together and make one title. One women's title. One women's tag team titles. Yeah, cross-brand those and defend them everywhere. You could even get closer if you wanted to with NXT, but you don't necessarily have to.
Well, here's the problem, in my opinion, is obviously it's my opinion from the Department of Redundancy Department. With moving over to Fox, Fox is going to want all the best people all the time. They paid a lot of money for them, right? And Vince no way in hell is going to let SmackDown be the A show over Raw, I don't think. I think that he's just going to have to make it where there's an open roster. I don't understand how that's going to work. I mean, especially in the women's division. Maybe the men's, they can get away with it. Maybe that's where we're going. Maybe they're going to, like you said, you know, maybe they bring out a Intercontinental Champion, Intercontinental, woo, championship for the women, you know.
Something. I don't know. I mean, I hope that's the way they're going with it, is for sure, because we have just, you know, debated this for how long, and I think we're both in agreement in how they should structure most of this. And
women's TV title. Yes!
Oh, God.
Ring the bell! Oh, fuck that. Ring the bell, asshole.
A TV title. Yes. Doesn't have to be a women's TV title. I think a TV title that can be cross-gendered would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that's where they're going. Yeah, I don't know.
But, they're talking with the women's tag team titles, you know, Charlotte, Jesus Christ, Sasha, and Bayley have, you know, they talk about defending it on NXT as well. You know, they're taking it across all brands. So if that would just be the start, why wouldn't they do that for the other titles then? I mean,
I'm really looking forward to that match you bring it up, you know, getting the Fatal 4-Way for the women there. I really like that. So let's talk about one last thing here, and it relates to exactly what we're talking about. What's for Asuka now? What do you do with Asuka? I mean, she's in the women's Battle Rumble probably or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I personally make it a Fatal 4-Way. Put her in there. She's one of the best in the world. They're not going to do it, but fuck, why not?
That's true, and that's kind of what I mean by it happening too close to WrestleMania. You only have 1 week to
maybe she comes back next week and goes, "Hey, what you're gonna do?" You know, I know there's no rematches, but hey, I deserve a shot at the title too.
Yeah, like why not have, you know, if Becky would have won the title at the Royal Rumble, and then entered the Royal Rumble too, or you know they could have done maybe a little bit more building of the whole thing that they're doing. I don't know. That's just my opinion, man. And they're gonna do whatever they want, and I'm not disappointed in the way they're going with this, because it just adds this extra wrinkle to the whole thing now of what do you do? You could do, why not do two pinfalls? First pinfall wins one of the titles, second pinfall wins the other title or something like that. You know, you could do something like that too. They've done that before with the
You can get a whole nother thing out of it, though. Like, probably wait till Money in the Bank, or maybe, I don't know if they'd wait all the way till SummerSlam. Maybe, because you can move on with Raw having Becky and SmackDown having Charlotte, right? And the champions. So you're not really losing anything on any show. You still have one of them each, right? Because you can't take them both and put them on one show anymore because Ronda's gone.
Right. And, well, and this adds that question, too. Then if they're not necessarily going to unify them right now, what if Charlotte wins then and has them both and defends them across both, you know, and is defending titles across the two brands and is showing up on both shows? You could do that, too, and leave Becky on SmackDown.
Can't like it.
And move Asuka to Raw. I don't know. Something like that. You could easily do something like that.
Well, stay tuned to the WWE, folks, Raw and SmackDown, and we're going to find out what happens here on the road to WrestleMania. DP, any final thoughts before we close the show out here? I mean, shit, WrestleMania is right around the corner. We got one Raw and one SmackDown left. It's been a very fast road. It seems like only yesterday it was Royal Rumble, so...
That's it, man. You got it right there. It's where we are... One more week and WrestleMania is upon us. It's going to be awesome. And that's the whole weekend's going to be awesome. You got the Hall of Fame, you got NXT TakeOver, and you got WrestleMania.
There you have it, folks. My name is PC Tunney. His name is DPP. You can follow me at PC Tunney. You can follow him at It's Me DPP. You can follow this show at Podcast EWI. And make sure you check us out over at thechairshot.com. And if you're looking for some nice pro wrestling tees, make sure you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to check out all the great chair shot designs.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Episode 197 is in the books. You know what's coming up next week. It's our WrestleMania preview show. We may or may not have some surprises there for you. And then we're going to catch you right back the next week with our post-WrestleMania show. And 3 weeks from now, it's episode 200 of this very show you're listening to right now, DP.
I can't believe it's been that long. I got a message from Podomatic from where we've initially started our show, and it said, congratulations on 4 years. Yeah. Just got it today. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's been a while. And folks, you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as D-W-I. Oh, there they are.
The Mean Street Posse. Do they show up at WrestleMania? Oh, Shane and the Mean Street Posse are back together.